Hey, friend. Thank you for listening to Baptiste Power Vinyasa Flow Yoga with Carrie. I hope you find these practices fun and useful to your yoga practice. I put a lot of love into creating this content for you every week. Please consider joining my Patreon. Making a monthly contribution to my Patreon will ensure that I continue producing these high-quality recordings every week just for you. Plus, if you join my Patreon, I will include extra bonus content like weekly meditations, longer practice recordings, and special surprises just for Patreon members. Your support means the world to me. All right, sweet friend, practice on. Hello, my friend. Let's practice. Today's practice will include the use of a chair, a bench, a couch, or some device that you can use as a seat. Begin by taking your seat. Find yourself sitting at the edge of your chair with your feet firmly planted on the ground. Sit up tall and pull your back away from the back of the chair so that you're using your belly to lift yourself up into your seat. Place your hands on your knees with your palms facing down. Lift your shoulders up to your ears, roll them down your back, and lift the crown of your head up. If it's comfortable to you, close your eyes and begin by anchoring into the sound of your own breath. Notice the way the breath feels, moving in and out of your nose. Begin to develop a relationship with the sound of your breath. Notice the gentle rise and fall. Now take a big, full breath in through your nose. And empty it out of your nose. Drop your chin to your chest and just hold here for a moment. Notice where you feel this sensation of just simply dropping your chin to your chest and where you feel this stretch in your body. Roll your head over to the right. Roll your head over to the left. And then start to take some neck rolls from side to side. Just moving your head at any pace that feels good to you. Notice where you're feeling the sensations in your body. And stay connected to your breath. And then slowly bring your chin back up to neutral. Reach your arms over your head. Interlace all 10 fingers. Flip your palms to face the ceiling and take a big full stretch. Ground down through your seat and lift all the way up, lengthening through the sides of your body. Press your left heel into the floor and reach over to the right. Come back to the center. Press your right heel into the floor and reach over to the left. And then come back to center. Place your hands back on your knees. Start to move in some circles with your torso. Just moving in big circles. Imagine that you were a spatula and that you were scraping the edges of a big bowl by just moving in some big circles. You don't want to skip or miss any morsel of what's in that bowl. So you're just moving your body in these big circles. And when it feels natural, move into the other direction. Notice what you're feeling and where you're feeling it. You might linger in one place for a moment or find a good spot that you just want to spend a little extra time wiggling around. You can involve your head and your neck, let it roll from side to side. And then slowly make your way back up to a neutral spine. Seated cat-cow, start by drawing your chest forward. Pull your shoulder blades into your spine and lift the center of your chest up. And then round your back. Tuck your chin to your chest. And then take a few more of these. Lift your chest forward, open up. And then round your back, chin to chest. Take a few more rounds of these seated cat-cows and just do what feels good to you. Again, if it feels good to linger in one spot or you find a place where the sensation feels good, follow that sensation. And remember to keep moving your breath. And then make your way back to a neutral seated position, feet on the floor, tall in your spine, crown of your head reaches up. Reach your arms over your head. Look up at your fingers. Make fists with your hands and roll your wrists in one direction. And then switch directions. And now spread your fingers wide. Open up your hands. Stretch your fingers out. Take a full breath in. Slowly bow over your legs. You can bring your hands to your knees and slowly let your head fall towards the floor. Make sure to open your feet wide enough to make space for your belly. So you determine how wide your feet are. Let your head hang heavy. You could put your fingers on the floor, or you could even catch opposite elbows. Allow the traction, the weight of your head and your arms to open up the backside of your body. You can shake your head out. You can sway from side to side. Maybe even walk your fingertips forward to find a little more length. Be curious. Place your palms on your shins. Lift your chest up. Stretch the crown of your head forward. Find a halfway lift. Set your gaze forward. Gently draw your shoulder blades into your spine. Take a full breath in. Bow over your legs. Reach your arms back up over your head. Hug your belly in on the way up and stretch your fingers to the sky. And slowly bow forward. Put your hands on your legs and bring your hands to the floor. Halfway lift, slide your palms to your shins, stretch the crown of your head forward, take a breath. Forward fold. Inhale, reach back up, arms over your head, full breath in. Fold over your legs with an exhale. Halfway lift, palms to shins, lengthen your head forward. Bow forward, exhale. One more like that. Reach your arms over your head, look up. Fold over your legs. Exhale. Halfway lift. Lengthen your spine. Bow forward over your legs. Come back up to a neutral seat. Put your palms on your shins, your palms on your knees. Turn your right foot to face the right and stretch your left leg behind you. We're coming into a seated warrior two. So your right foot and your right knee are facing to the right and you're straightening your back leg. Both of your feet are firmly planted. Stretch your fingers front and back. Set your eyes somewhere comfortable. It might be over your right fingertips or it could be straight in front of you. You might need to scoot a little bit further away from the edge of your chair so that you can get your knee over the edge. Use the weight of the chair to support you, but pull your belly in to keep length from your hips through the crown of your head. Stretch your fingers out. And notice the sound of your breath. Now reverse your warrior. Stretch your right hand to the sky. Drop your left hand down your left leg and lengthen the whole right side of your body. Breath in. Breath out. Side angle pose. You can rest your right forearm on top of your right thigh, or you can reach your right hand down to your ankle and hold on to your ankle. Stretch your left hand to the sky and twist your body open for extended side angle. Again, use the chair as support, but continue to lift yourself up by hugging your belly in and lengthening, lifting. The chair is supporting you, but it's not doing all of the work. Set your eyes to somewhere comfortable and keep moving your breath in and out. You're here for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Slowly lift yourself back up to neutral. Pull your right and left legs back into center. And now we'll take warrior two on the other side. Turn your left foot to face the left. Bend your left knee and stretch your right leg behind you so that you're straightening your leg and planting your foot. Look over your left middle finger or look straight ahead, but keep a bend in your knee and your feet planted on the floor. Ground down through your sitting bones and lift the crown of your head up. Hug your belly in. Even from a seated position, you are fierce and powerful. Set your gaze. Find your breath. Slow and steady. Reverse your warrior. Stretch your left hand to the sky. Allow your right hand to fall down your right leg. Open up the whole left side of your body. Extended side angle. Put your left forearm on top of your left thigh or reach your left hand down to the floor or your ankle. Stretch your right hand up. Keep the bend in your front knee. And now set your eyes. Find your calm, steady breath. We're not here for long, so just give yourself permission to feel what you feel and to be present right here. We're here for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Slowly come back up. Make your way back to a neutral seated position with your feet facing forward. Now stand up. Turn and face your chair, your couch, or your bench, and put your hands on the edges of your seat. Step your left foot back, pyramid pose. Use the chair to generate length. Take a generous step back with your left foot. Your left foot is at an angle so that your heel is grounded. And if it feels comfortable, bow your head. Notice the length from your tailbone through the crown of your head, and then from your tailbone through your back heel. Find your calm, steady breath. Now keep your left hand on the chair. Bring your right hand to your low back and twist and spin your rib cage open to the right. Twisted pyramid. You can keep your hand on your low back or you can stretch your right hand up to the sky, just depending on how it feels on your shoulders. Big breath in. Full breath out. Listen, bring your right hand back to the chair. Now both hands are back on the chair, still in your pyramid feet. Keep your right hand on the chair. Put your left hand on your left hip. We're coming into half moon using the chair. Start to slowly open up your left hip. Place the weight in your right foot and lift your left foot up off the floor. Use the chair as support here, just like you would use a block in half moon pose. Keep your right hand on the chair and lift your left foot off the floor. Begin to slowly stretch your left hand to the sky. You might find that you need to back away from the chair a little bit to give yourself a little more room. But use the chair as support to press into the chair and lift your body up for this balancing pose. You're here for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Slowly soften your knees, return both feet to the floor, bring your hands back to the chair. Shake your head out, yes and no. Now step your right foot back, coming into pyramid pose. Angle your back foot so that your heel is grounded. You can bow your head and lower your chest towards your left thigh. Set your eyes and find your breath. Full, calm breaths. Now keep your right hand on the chair. Put your left hand on your low back. Spin your rib cage open to the left. Twist your pyramid. You can keep your left hand on your low back or you can stretch your left fingertips away. Find what feels good. One more full breath in. Bring your left hand back to the chair. We're coming into our half moon. Now we'll take it on the left. Keep your left hand on the chair. Open up your right hip and start to slowly lift your foot off the floor. You can start with your right hand on your right hip until you find your balance. Place the weight into your left foot, and when it feels natural, reach your right hand to the sky. Press into the chair, hug your belly in, and use your powerful legs to lift and lighten yourself up. Activate your feet. Your top foot, when activated, lightens up your leg. You're here for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Soften your knees, ground your feet to the earth, place both hands on the chair and shake your head out. Now come back to a seat. Put your bottom on the chair. Pull yourself away from the back of the chair so that you're closer to the edge. Place your hands palms face down and close your eyes. Notice the work that you did today. Even from a chair, a bench, or a couch, you are still powerful. You can make things happen. Be proud of yourself for making it to your practice today. Even if it looks a little different, you still showed up. And so just take this moment to be silent and to listen to your breath. The gentle rise and fall of breath. Take a long, full, deep breath in and slowly empty it out. Drop your chin to your chest and take a few neck rolls from side to side. And then make your way back to a neutral spine. Bring your palms to touch at the center of your chest. And just notice how you feel. You don't have to call it anything or name it. Just notice. Bring your thumbs to the center of your forehead. Bow your head towards your heart. In honor of you and me and this practice that we share, I bow to you and say namaste. Thank you for practicing with me today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please consider joining my Patreon. You can find the link in the show notes.